Only fools aim for happiness. Emotions are fleeting. You feel them one moment, but they vanish the next. How wasteful it is, then, to chase after something so ephemeral. Such a pursuit easily leads to hedonism, a relentless chase of fleeting pleasures that often leave lasting regrets. This is a sight all too common in our progressive modern world. According to Stoicism, however, a man should not be concerned of the color of his emotions, but rather with the integrity of his character. He should strive to consistently act with courage, discipline, wisdom, and justice. Upholding such a character is the true goal of men. Lesson 1. The power of perception. Can you control your thoughts? Have you ever stopped to consider that nothing outside can disturb you except your own thoughts about it? This question opens our exploration into the Stoic practice of managing perceptions to combat negative thinking. Marcus Aurelius, a prominent Stoic philosopher, taught, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it, and this you have the power to revoke at any moment." What does this mean for us today? The Stoics believed that our reactions to external events are governed not by the events themselves, but by our thoughts about them. If we can change our thoughts, we can rewire our responses to be more positive and constructive. How often have you found yourself upset by something because of the way you interpreted it, not because of what actually happened? Consider a simple scenario. You receive a short email response from a colleague. You could interpret the brevity as rudeness, leading to feelings of resentment, or you could see it as efficiency, appreciating the quick reply. The event is the same, but your perception changes your emotional response. This lesson is about understanding the control you have over your interpretations. The Stoics often practiced reframing their thoughts to see the reality of situations without the color of their biases and emotions. This practice is a fundamental step in rewiring negative thinking. Now, how can you apply this in your daily life? Begin by observing your reactions to small inconveniences or misunderstandings. When you feel a surge of negativity, pause and ask yourself, "What am I assuming that might not be true?" Challenge these assumptions by looking for more neutral or positive interpretations. Moreover, it's crucial to recognize that your thoughts are just that. Thoughts. They are not facts, and they are not you. Practicing mindfulness can help you observe your thoughts without attachment, allowing you to choose your response rather than being driven by initial reactions. A practical step to start with could be journaling. At the end of each day, write down an event that caused negative feelings and list different ways to interpret that event. This exercise will help you realize the variety of perspectives available to you. By consistently practicing these techniques, you will begin to see a shift in how you respond to life's challenges. The power to rewire your negative thinking lies in your ability to change your perception of every situation. The Stoics were champions at this, turning every obstacle into an opportunity for growth. Will you take up this practice and see where it leads you? Remember that the goal isn't to suppress or ignore your natural reactions, but to question them and assess if there's a more constructive way to view the situation. With practice, this Stoic approach can lead to a significant transformation in your mental resilience and overall happiness. So, I challenge you. Next time you're faced with a frustrating situation, can you change your perception to change your experience? This is the essence of rewiring negative thinking, following the footsteps of the Stoics. Lesson 2. Embracing challenges. Can you grow from adversity? Have you ever faced a situation so challenging that you felt it was impossible to move forward positively? This question introduces our second lesson on the Stoic approach to rewiring negative thinking, which revolves around embracing challenges as catalysts for growth. The Stoics believed that every obstacle presents an opportunity to strengthen our character. Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This powerful idea suggests that the very obstacles we wish to avoid are the pathways to our growth. When you encounter a difficult situation, the initial reaction might be frustration or despair. However, if you reframe this challenge as a chance to develop resilience, patience, or other virtues, your perspective begins to shift. you start to view each difficulty as a lesson in disguise, an approach that can radically change your experience of the event. This reframing is not about denying the hardship, but about searching for a silver lining and a chance to enhance your capabilities. To cultivate this mindset, start by identifying a recent challenge you faced. Break down the situation and ask yourself, what can this teach me? Whether it's learning to communicate more effectively after a misunderstanding or developing patience during a project delay, there's always a lesson to be learned. The key is to look for it actively. Incorporating this practice into your daily life requires consistency and a conscious effort to pause and reflect amidst adversity. One practical method is to maintain a challenge journal, where you record daily or weekly challenges and the lessons they offer. Writing not only helps in processing your thoughts, but also in solidifying your new perspective on challenges. Remember, it's essential to approach this exercise with sincerity and an open mind. The goal isn't to force a positive spin on every difficulty, but to genuinely seek out the growth opportunities inherent in challenging situations. Sometimes, the lesson might simply be recognizing your own limits or learning to ask for help, both valuable insights that contribute to personal development. Moreover, discuss these insights with friends or mentors who can offer new perspectives or validate your reflections. This exchange can deepen your understanding and support your growth. Engaging with a community also helps in normalizing the process of learning from challenges, making it a shared human experience. As you become more adept at finding lessons in challenges, you'll notice a decrease in your initial negative reactions to obstacles. This shift doesn't happen overnight, but evolves through persistent practice and a commitment to viewing life through a stoic lens. Over time, this practice can transform not just your mindset, but your life's trajectory, steering you towards continual improvement and resilience. Reflect on the challenges you've faced this week. Can you identify the lessons they hold? Embracing challenges as opportunities for growth is a hallmark of stoic wisdom and a powerful tool in the quest to rewire negative thinking. Lesson 3. Managing desires. Can you find contentment in simplicity? Do you often find yourself wanting more, even when you have enough? This provocative question sets the stage for our third lesson on stoic principles to rewire negative thinking, focusing on managing desires. The Stoics teach us that true wealth and contentment come not from accumulating more, but from desiring less. Epictetus, a revered Stoic philosopher, stated, "Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants." This lesson explores how reigning in our desires can lead to greater happiness and less negative thinking. Desire is a natural human emotion, but when uncontrolled, it can lead to a perpetual state of wanting and dissatisfaction. Every time we satisfy a desire, a new one often emerges, creating an endless cycle of craving and discontent. This can breed negative thoughts and feelings of inadequacy or jealousy. To break this cycle, the Stoics suggest practicing gratitude and focusing on what you already have rather than what you lack. Start this practice by making a daily list of things you are grateful for. These can range from basic comforts like a safe home and food, to more personal elements like having supportive friends or a job that you enjoy. This habit shifts your focus from scarcity to abundance, gradually rewiring your brain to appreciate the present rather than constantly reaching for the next desire. Another practical step is to challenge yourself to live more simply for a week. Choose one area of your life where you tend to indulge or overconsume, be it shopping, eating out, or digital consumption, and intentionally reduce this activity. Notice how this limitation makes you feel. Often you may discover a sense of freedom and clarity that comes from lifting the burden of excess. Reflection plays a crucial role in managing desires. At the end of each day, reflect on moments when you felt driven by desire and consider how these moments affected your mood and thoughts. Were you really happier when pursuing or acquiring something new? Or did the pleasure quickly fade? This introspection can reinforce the Stoic belief that happiness does not depend on external circumstances, but on our internal responses. Engage in discussions or read about minimalism and sustainable living, which align closely with Stoic principles. These philosophies emphasize the value of reducing excess to focus on what truly matters. Learning from others who have embraced a simpler lifestyle can provide motivation and insight, helping to reinforce your own journey towards managing desires. Remember, the goal of managing desires is not to eliminate enjoyment or ambition, but to ensure that these do not become the source of endless dissatisfaction. By finding joy in what we have and minimizing our focus on what we lack, we can create a more stable and fulfilling emotional landscape. Challenge yourself to appreciate the simplicity of your daily life. Can you find joy in the ordinary and lessen your desires for the extraordinary? This shift is essential for fostering contentment and resilience, hallmarks of the Stoic path to peace and personal growth. Lesson 4. Living in the present. Can you let go of past and future worries? How often do you find yourself caught between the regrets of the past and the anxieties of the future? This question invites us to explore the fourth lesson in our series on rewiring negative thinking through Stoic wisdom, focusing on the importance of living in the present moment. The Stoics believed that most human suffering is caused by our inability to stay anchored in the present. Seneca, one of the most celebrated Stoic philosophers, advised, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." Dwelling on past mistakes can lead to a cycle of negative thinking that prevents us from appreciating the here and now. Similarly, anxiety about the future can immobilize us, leaving us unable to act in the present. The Stoic practice of mindfulness, paying deep attention to the present moment, helps break these cycles. By focusing on the now, we can appreciate life as it unfolds, without the distortion of past regrets or future fears. To practice this, start by observing your thoughts throughout the day. Whenever you notice your mind drifting to the past or future, gently bring your focus back to the present moment. This could be as simple as concentrating on your breathing, the sensations in your body, or the sounds around you. This technique, known as mindfulness meditation, can be a powerful tool for stabilizing your thoughts and emotions. Another practical exercise is to engage fully with whatever you are doing at the moment. Whether you are eating, walking, or talking with someone, try to be fully present. Notice the flavors in your food, the feel of the ground under your feet, or the expressions on the face of the person you are talking to. These actions help ground you in the present and make you more aware of life's simple pleasures. Journaling can also enhance your ability to live in the present. At the end of each day, write down at least 3 things you noticed and appreciated about your day. This could include interactions with others, personal achievements, or moments of beauty in nature. Reflecting on these can increase your gratitude and satisfaction with the present, reducing the urge to escape into past or future thinking. In your daily life, set aside specific times to plan for the future or reflect on the past. By scheduling these times, you can contain these thoughts within defined boundaries, preventing them from overwhelming your present. This practice not only improves your efficiency, but also helps maintain your peace of mind. Discussing these concepts with friends or in a group setting can also reinforce your practice. Sharing experiences and strategies for staying present can provide new insights and reinforce your learning. It also helps to hear that others struggle with similar issues, which can normalize your experiences and motivate you to continue your practice. Remember, the ability to live in the present does not come naturally to everyone and requires practice and patience. By incorporating these Stoic techniques into your daily routine, you can gradually shift your focus from what was and what might be to what is. This shift is crucial for cultivating a peaceful mind and an appreciative heart. Reflect on today. Can you identify moments when being fully present brought you peace or joy? This awareness is the first step toward embracing the fullness of your life, moment by moment. Lesson 5. Accepting what we cannot change. Can you embrace the uncontrollable? How much of your daily stress comes from trying to control what simply cannot be changed? This question guides us into our fifth lesson on rewiring negative thinking through Stoic principles, emphasizing acceptance of the uncontrollable. The Stoics, including Epictetus, taught that peace comes from distinguishing between what we can control and what we cannot. His famous declaration, "Some things are in our control and others not," helps us focus our efforts wisely and avoid unnecessary frustration. Understanding what is within our control is straightforward. Our actions, our responses, and our judgments. What lies beyond our control includes the actions of others, the past, and much of the future. When we spend our energy worrying about uncontrollable aspects of life, we waste it, since no amount of worry can change these outcomes. This realization can free us from many burdens of negative thinking. To integrate this philosophy into your life, start by making a two-column list at the end of each day. In one column, write down the things that worried you that day. In the second column, categorize each item as either within your control or outside of it. This exercise will help you visually identify where your concerns lie and encourage you to focus on the actionable ones. Practicing acceptance doesn't mean passive resignation, but rather an active decision not to allow things beyond your control to affect your inner peace. For example, if a sudden rainstorm disrupts an outdoor event you planned, rather than stewing over the ruined plans, you could shift your focus to what you can do. Perhaps moving the event indoors or finding another date. Another practical approach is to engage in mindfulness exercises that reinforce acceptance. Mindfulness encourages you to experience the present without judgment or the desire to change what is happening. This can be particularly helpful during moments of stress or discomfort, as it teaches you to endure without negative reactions. Regular meditation can also aid in fostering a mindset of acceptance. Spending a few minutes each day in quiet reflection on the impermanence of most worries can diminish their impact on your thoughts. Meditation reinforces that the only moment you truly have control over is the present. Talking about your experiences with accepting the uncontrollable can also be enlightening. Whether it's in a support group, with a therapist, or with friends, sharing how you navigate the distinction between controllable and uncontrollable can provide new strategies and perspectives, enhancing your ability to let go. Ultimately, the practice of accepting what we cannot change is liberating. It reduces the mental clutter of useless worry, thereby enhancing our focus and effectiveness in areas where we can make a real difference. This shift is crucial for anyone looking to reduce negative thinking and increase life satisfaction. Consider this. What would change in your life if you stopped allowing uncontrollable events to dominate your emotions? This question isn't just rhetorical. It's a call to start living more freely, with a focus on the here and now, where real change is possible. Lesson 6. Turning adversity into advantage. Can you transform obstacles into opportunities? How do you react when faced with a significant obstacle? This question brings us to our sixth lesson on rewiring negative thinking by applying Stoic wisdom, which teaches us to view adversity as a means to develop our virtues. Marcus Aurelius famously noted, "The obstacle in the path becomes the path." Never forget, within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition. This perspective encourages us not just to endure difficulties, but to use them as catalysts for growth. When you encounter adversity, your initial reaction might be resistance or dismay. However, adopting a Stoic mindset involves shifting this reaction to one of curiosity and engagement. Ask yourself, what can this challenge teach me? Whether it's patience, resilience, or a new skill, every difficulty has a potential gift wrapped in it. This shift in thinking is not just about optimism, it's about leveraging the very nature of life's challenges for personal and professional growth. Begin to practice this by reflecting on a recent challenge. Instead of focusing on how it hindered you, explore the ways it might have helped you grow. Did it reveal strengths you didn't know you had? Did it clarify your values or priorities? Often, we find that adversity pushes us in directions we would have never gone willingly, but that lead to unexpected opportunities. To incorporate this into your daily life, maintain a journal dedicated to personal growth through adversity. Each time you face a challenge, document it and detail what you learned, how you adapted, and the outcome. This record will not only show your progress over time, but also reinforce the Stoic belief that we can turn any obstacle into an advantage. Another practical step is to engage in mental contrasting. Visualize the best possible outcome from dealing with a challenge effectively, then contrast that with the obstacles that currently stand in your way. This technique can help you form a concrete plan of action that uses the obstacle as a stepping stone, rather than a roadblock. Stoic philosophy also encourages us to detach ourselves from outcomes. While it's beneficial to strive for the best, attaching our happiness to the results can lead to disappointment. Instead, focus on the effort and learning experience. By doing so, you free yourself from unnecessary pressure and are more open to finding creative solutions. Discussing these challenges and your approaches to overcoming them with a mentor or in a peer group can also be incredibly valuable. Such discussions can provide new insights, strategies, and the encouragement needed to persevere. Listening to how others navigate their obstacles can also be a source of inspiration and a reminder that you are not alone in facing difficulties. Finally, remember to celebrate every small victory along the way. Each time you overcome an obstacle or find a way to turn it to your advantage, take a moment to acknowledge your achievement. This practice not only boosts your morale but also solidifies the habit of viewing challenges through a stoic lens. Consider the obstacles you currently face. How can you view them as opportunities to forge a stronger, more resilient self? By transforming adversity into advantage, we not only overcome our challenges but also enrich our lives in ways we never anticipated. Lesson 7. Contemplating impermanence. Can you appreciate the fleeting nature of life? Have you ever considered how the awareness of life's impermanence might change your perspective on your problems? This introspective question introduces our seventh lesson on rewiring negative thinking through Stoic philosophy, which encourages the contemplation of impermanence. Marcus Aurelius, a wise Stoic emperor, frequently meditated on the transient nature of life, writing, "All is ephemeral, both what remembers and what is remembered." Recognizing that life and everything in it are temporary can profoundly shift how we handle our thoughts and emotions. When you understand that nothing lasts forever, neither pain nor joy, it becomes easier to embrace the present moment without being overwhelmed by negative thoughts about the past or future. This Stoic practice of reflecting on impermanence helps to reduce the impact of adversity and enhances gratitude for the fleeting joys that life offers. It teaches us to live more fully, knowing that nothing is permanent, so we should appreciate the beauty and opportunities of the now. To begin incorporating this perspective into your life, start each day by reminding yourself of the impermanence of things. This could be as simple as noticing the sunrise and acknowledging that it is unique to this day, or recognizing that your current challenges will not last forever. This daily reminder can help you maintain a balanced perspective, reducing the intensity of negative thoughts and feelings. Another practical exercise is to meditate on the impermanence of physical objects and personal experiences. Spend a few minutes each day focusing on something transient in your life, whether it's the bloom of a flower or a current stressor, and reflect on its temporary nature. This meditation can cultivate a deeper emotional resilience and a more profound appreciation for life's temporary beauties and struggles. Journaling about changes you observe in your daily life can also enhance your awareness of impermanence. Write about changes in your environment, feelings, thoughts, and relationships. Observing these changes can reinforce the Stoic belief that change is the only constant, encouraging a healthier acceptance of life's fluctuations. Sharing your reflections on impermanence with others can also be enlightening. Discussing how acknowledging the fleeting nature of experiences can alter responses to them helps normalize these feelings and can provide comfort. These discussions can also offer new insights and coping strategies from different perspectives. Engaging in creative activities like photography or painting can also be a beautiful way to capture and reflect on impermanence. Creating something that encapsulates a moment knowing it will never come again can be a poignant reminder of life's ephemeral nature and the beauty within it. Finally, use this understanding of impermanence as a tool to prioritize your life more effectively. Knowing that time is limited can motivate you to focus on what truly matters, reducing time spent on needless worries or negative thoughts. It encourages a shift from dwelling on problems to engaging more fully with life. Consider this. How might your day change if you lived with the full consciousness that everything is temporary? This awareness can transform not only how you view challenges, but also how you cherish each moment. Lesson 8. The art of self-examination. Can you discover the roots of your thoughts? Have you ever paused to reflect on why you think the way you do? This question opens our eighth lesson on rewiring negative thinking, exploring the Stoic practice of self-examination. The Stoics believe that regular reflection on one's thoughts, emotions, and actions is essential to understand oneself and to cultivate virtue. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, often wrote letters to his friends detailing his daily self-examinations, which he used as a tool to improve his character and to rid himself of negative thoughts. Self-examination involves looking deeply into your reactions, motivations, and decisions to identify the sources of your thoughts and feelings. This process can reveal underlying beliefs and assumptions that may be contributing to negative thinking. For instance, if you frequently worry about being judged by others, you might discover through self-examination that you hold a deep-seated belief that your value depends on others' opinions. Recognizing this can be the first step in changing how you respond to such situations. To start practicing self-examination, set aside a few minutes each day to reflect on your thoughts and actions. Ask yourself questions like, "What triggered my negative thoughts today?" or "What beliefs are underpinning my reactions?" Writing down your reflections can help clarify your thoughts and make this practice more effective. It allows you to track patterns over time and provides a concrete way to measure progress in reshaping your thinking. Another practical method is to engage in dialogues with a trusted friend or mentor about your reflections. This can provide an external perspective that might help you see things you've overlooked. Sometimes our own biases can blind us to the roots of our thoughts, and an outside perspective can be invaluable in uncovering these hidden aspects of our psyche. Mindfulness meditation can also complement self-examination by helping you become more aware of your moment-to-moment thoughts and feelings. As you become more practiced in mindfulness, you'll start to notice the arising of negative thoughts without immediately reacting to them. This awareness creates a space in which you can apply your insights from self-examination to choose a more rational and positive response. Practicing self-forgiveness is an essential part of self-examination. Recognize that everyone has flaws and that mistakes are part of the learning process. Instead of beating yourself up for negative thoughts or less than ideal reactions, use them as learning opportunities. This shift in perspective can reduce the emotional weight of negative thinking, making it easier to change. Finally, consider the role of daily affirmations in reinforcing the insights gained from self-examination. After identifying negative patterns, create positive affirmations that counteract these beliefs. For example, if you discover that you often feel inadequate, you might adopt an affirmation like, "I am capable and competent in many ways." Repeating these affirmations can help solidify the changes you are making in your thought patterns. Think about how regular self-examination could change your relationship with your thoughts. This deep personal insight is a powerful tool for personal growth and emotional resilience. Lesson 9. Detaching from external opinions. Can you free yourself from others' judgments? How often do you find yourself influenced by what others think of you? This question leads us into the ninth lesson on rewiring negative thinking through Stoic wisdom, focusing on the importance of detaching from external opinions. The Stoics, including Epictetus, emphasized the need to maintain independence from the judgments of others, suggesting that our peace of mind comes not from external approval but from our own actions and self-assessment. If you wish to be free, you must neither wish for anything nor avoid anything which is under the control of others. Understanding that the opinions of others are outside of your control is a liberating realization. When you hinge your self-worth on external validation, your emotional state becomes vulnerable to the whims and moods of others. This dependency can lead to persistent negative thinking, as it places the source of your happiness in others' hands. Instead, the Stoic approach teaches us to find contentment within our own judgments and capabilities. To begin detaching from external opinions, start by observing how often you seek validation from others. Do you frequently check for reactions when you say or do something? Are you modifying your behavior based on who is around? Becoming aware of these patterns is the first step in changing them. Awareness allows you to consciously choose not to engage in these behaviors, gradually reducing their hold on you. Another effective practice is to challenge the importance of others' opinions by asking yourself, "Why does their approval matter?" Often you'll find that your reasons are built on insecure foundations, such as fear of rejection or a desire to fit in. Reflecting on these reasons can diminish their power, as you realize that your own opinion of yourself is what truly matters. Journaling can be a powerful tool in this process. Write about instances when you felt upset or buoyed by others' opinions. Detail your feelings, the outcomes, and how reliance on external validation affected your decisions. This reflection can help you see the detrimental effects of this dependency and reinforce your desire to detach from it. Practicing self-affirmation is another crucial strategy. Regularly affirm your own values and achievements, regardless of external feedback. This practice builds self-esteem and reduces the emotional impact of others' opinions. Over time, you'll find that your mood and self-worth are less affected by what others think. Engaging in discussions about the influence of external opinions can also be beneficial. Talk with friends or in a support group about how seeking approval has affected each of you. These conversations can provide insights and alternative strategies for dealing with the issue, further helping you to detach from the need for external validation. Lastly, embracing humility helps in understanding that everyone has their own opinions, shaped by their unique experiences and biases. This realization can diminish the significance you attach to their judgments and criticisms. Remember, their views are more about them than they are about you. Reflect on this. What would change if you no longer allowed the opinions of others to define your sense of self-worth? This detachment is not only a relief, but a significant step towards true emotional freedom and stability. Lesson 10. Embracing forgiveness. Can you let go of resentment? Do you hold on to grudges longer than you should? The Stoics believed that holding on to anger and resentment was harmful to the self, and advocated for a release of these negative emotions. Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury." This powerful statement underscores the importance of letting go of grudges and moving forward with peace and integrity. Forgiveness, in the Stoic sense, is not about condoning wrong behavior or forgetting about the harm done. Rather, it's about freeing oneself from the burden of negative feelings that harm more than help. By choosing forgiveness, you release the toxic emotions that bind you to the past, allowing you to embrace a more positive and proactive outlook on life. This release is crucial for anyone seeking to rewire their thought patterns away from negativity. To begin practicing forgiveness, start by identifying someone you haven't forgiven. Reflect on the situation that caused the rift, and consider the emotional weight you carry from it. Ask yourself, is my resentment serving me well? And what would I gain by letting this go? These questions can help illuminate the heavy cost of holding on to grudges and the potential benefits of releasing them. One effective way to foster forgiveness is through empathy. Try to understand the perspective and circumstances of the person who wronged you. This doesn't excuse their behavior, but understanding can make forgiveness feel more accessible. Empathy helps you see that everyone is human and can make mistakes, often driven by their own hidden struggles or ignorance. Journaling can also be a powerful tool in the journey towards forgiveness. Write about the feelings of anger or betrayal, and then write about how it would feel to let those emotions go. Visualize your life without the burden of these negative feelings. This can be a freeing exercise that strengthens your resolve to forgive. Another practical step is to express your forgiveness, whether directly to the person involved or through a symbolic act, such as writing a letter that you don't send. This act of expression can be profoundly liberating, even if the other party is not aware of your forgiveness. It's about releasing the emotion for your own well-being, not necessarily about reconciling with the other person. Discussing your feelings with a trusted friend or counselor can also aid the forgiveness process. Talking it out can provide new insights and affirmations that what you feel is valid, but that you are right to seek peace. This validation can be crucial in moving forward. Lastly, practice regular meditations on forgiveness, focusing on letting go of resentment and embracing peace and compassion. Meditation can help calm your mind and center your thoughts, making it easier to approach situations with forgiveness and understanding. Forgiveness is a powerful practice that can dramatically shift your mental landscape from negative to positive. As we wrap up these lessons on rewiring negative thinking, consider how letting go of grudges and embracing forgiveness can not only improve your relationships, but also your overall happiness and peace of mind. Reflect on this. What changes in your life when you choose forgiveness over resentment? This choice, while challenging, is a profound step toward a more joyful and contented life.